What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
Welcome to our show today. It is Monday, May 23rd, 2022, getting into the last week of the month, coming up here on the Memorial Day holiday. And for you astronomy buffs, there's going to be a big meteor shower over the weekend. You might want to get out in the early morning hours and check that out. They're saying it might actually be quite spectacular. Anyway, it's a start of a brand new week of insanity, corruption, death, grief, sorrow, and a fashion show. And again, it's a very, very busy news day. We got a lot of stuff we're trying to get through here before we open up the phones for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. Mike is in our control room taking care of business, so let's get right on into it. And as usual, we start with the conflict over in Ukraine. And there is apparently a pretty significant battle raging for control of Donbass in the Ukraine. And Russia claims to basically be in control of about 95% of Lugansk, little less of Donetsk. But we're seeing from places like, YouTube video, Ukraine is losing those M777 howitzers that you, in your generosity, paid to send over there to Ukraine. They are being destroyed by Russian aviation forces here, and the Ukrainians are losing ground. They are losing ground in the Donbass, and, you know, we're going to hear all the corporate media out there saying, yes, Putin is going to fall. Well, not really. And apparently, Ukraine is getting rather reckless with their tactics here. There's another YouTube video where residents of civilian homes in the area is saying that Ukraine is using incendiary shells on their homes, which are not militarily significant. It's been suggested the particular incendiary weapon is white phosphorus, which is a war crime to use for anything other than a smoke screen. Meanwhile, Ukraine is storing their weapons in schools and kindergartens to try and discourage the Russian forces from blowing them up. I don't think it's going to work. But if a school gets hit, Ukraine gets a propaganda value. Look, those Russians, they're blowing up schools and kindergartens. Well, you stash your weapons in there. What'd you think was going to happen here? Now, the most alarming story to come on out over the weekend has to do with Russia's Black Sea Fleet. Now, they are, of course, blockading the Ukrainian ports to try and prevent weapons from getting on shore. The United Nations came on out and basically said that this naval blockade is a declaration of war. And apparently a Ukrainian official is out there saying the United States is preparing to attack Russia's Black Sea Fleet. And that would definitely get World War III up and running. Russia's already responded saying, be very careful because the Black Sea Fleet is equipped with some of Russia's latest and fastest and deadliest missiles here. All right. Now, French Secretary of State for European Affairs Clément Bonnet says that Ukraine's bid to join the European Union will take at least 15 to 20 years. And I think that's coming out of that portion of the EU that really does not want to have any more to do with U.S.-started wars. Again, because, World War I and World War II was fought on their soil, and so it's an immediate history for them here. All right, pardon me, let's get into our domestic politics. We are still seeing the fallout from the revelation last week that Hillary Clinton herself had authorized the release of this obvious disinformation. It was a lie. Let's call it what it was. It was a lie about Donald Trump and Russia to the media. And the media gleefully said, oh, yes, we've got Donald Trump now. And they ran with the story. But it's now blowing up in their faces. And, people are saying this is the biggest political scandal in modern history. This actually outdoes Watergate. So Richard Nixon, wherever he is, well, he's in Whittier, you know, he can rest easy. He's no longer the most scandal-plagued president in history. Dan Bongino is out there just going ballistic, saying, you know, this is the greatest political scandal that's out there. And, you know, somebody's got to do something about all of this here. And what's really kind of interesting is with Hillary's former campaign manager coming on out and saying, yeah, Hillary actually did this. It's opened up a can of worms, because now everybody was saying that after 3 years and millions of dollars, how is it that special counsel Mueller and Weissman didn't understand that Hillary created this Russia hoax out of thin air? So they're either incredibly incompetent or they were part of the cover-up all along. Probably a combination of both of them. And it's sort of a reminder, we're not dealing with certain select politicians and officials who are corrupt. The entire system is corrupted top to bottom. All of it. I mean, completely acting in their own interest and not in the interest of we, the people. Now, the House of Representatives has basically riding on this terrible tragedy in Buffalo. They passed this Domestic Terrorism Act that will allow federal agencies to police thought and speech. They couldn't get that disinformation board past the American people, and so now they're trying it a different way. They're even talking about this at Davos, saying that, you know, we need to restructure the idea of freedom of speech. And they're clearly very much afraid here. And, you know, what's really interesting is reading the actual bill, it is clearly worded in terms of the white population, okay? That, you know, the white population are considered supremacists, even though there's no evidence to show that. And so this bill has language basically saying that domestic terrorism only means white people. And, you know, that they're going to be focusing their efforts on getting white people to shut up about things that the government doesn't want to hear anymore. The government's sitting over there with their fingers in their ear and saying, you know, I don't hear you and I don't see you and you can't make me nya, 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 nya. Now, this bill needs to be fast-tracked to the United States Supreme Court on the basis of its First Amendment implications. Because, you know, go back to that Bill of Rights. It says right there, we can say whatever we want to say. And then if somebody disagrees with us, they have an equal right to come back and say, I disagree with you, and here is why. That is how debate is supposed to operate here. Now, Elon Musk is out there talking about his Twitter bid, and he's saying that the price ought to come on down. It's currently set at $44 billion. And Musk is saying that's too high a price given the number of fake accounts and bots that seem to permeate the entire facility. And now he is asking for a 25% discount on the basis of the claim that 25% of the users on Twitter are bots. And, you know, he does make a major point. Twitter is trying to cheat him. Twitter has been cheating their investors, and Twitter has been cheating their advertisers by hiding how many of their accounts are completely bogus here. All right, getting into election fraud, Voter GA held a press conference today, or in fact, I think it's still ongoing here, disclosing legal actions to over 100 counties who are now missing the videos of their drop boxes. You know, everybody's upset because 2,000 mules came on out with all these videos showing ballot stuffing going on. And all of a sudden, counties are saying, I don't know where those videos went. They were just here. And, you know, I don't know where they went. Maybe we, you know, over-recorded them with some of our pornography collection or something, but they're not here. And so this is kicking up another stink from Voter GA, as well it should, because there are laws saying that these records of the election process do have to be preserved. And, you know, we've been seeing it all over in Maricopa. Well, you know, we were supposed to keep this evidence, but it was just taking up room, and, you know, we threw it in the shredder here. Now, Mike Lindell, of course, is still embroiled in his legal troubles with Dominion and Smartmatic. And they're basically carrying out lawfare against him to try and scare everybody into staying silent about the very obvious election fraud that was going on in 2020 and certainly before then. So a federal judge has now ordered sanctions against Mike Lindell and has dismissed Lindell's counterclaims against Dominion and Smartmatic. This gets back to my comment just a minute ago. The entire system is corrupt. And, you know, they're terrified. The American people are coming to understand the elections are a fake because, you know, the American people could basically stand up and say the government is illegitimate. If it's having to steal elections, and that means all the taxes that everybody is paying is basically theft under color of law. And, you know, considering how badly it's being spent, we all want a refund. You know, we want our money back. This isn't the deal that we signed up for. You know, the government is supposed to comport itself in line with that Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and we're supposed to have honest elections. And right now, the government can't document that the elections are honest and fair. They'll tell you that. You know, they're saying it constantly, your most secure election. You know, and looking at the opening of 2000 Mules, that are all these talking heads and politicians repeating the exact same mantra, most secure election in history, most secure election in history. No, it wasn't. It absolutely was not. Okay, now, COVID has kind of had its run. You know, it was a thing. It was scary. Now people are tired of it. And so they're uncorking moneypox. It's spelled monkeypox, but the K is silent. It's all about the money. It's moneypox. And you've heard the old saying, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. And more people are saying this is just another organized medical crisis to plunder money for the pharmaceutical companies who make very generous election campaign donations during the midterms and the regular general election here. And so a lot of people are saying this is just more of the same thing. You know, we know COVID was never that big a scare, and we know that the masks didn't work and the vaccines didn't work. And we're already getting, you know, indications of another fraud. Now, let me give you a little bit of information, because over at the NHS, they have a page about monkeypox, and it's already being edited. Now, it used to say that monkeypox is a mild illness that will get better on its own without treatment. And it also said it's very uncommon to get monkeypox from a person with the infection because it does not spread easily between people. And it goes on to say most people with monkeypox recover within a few weeks. Okay, that's now all been deleted. And now they've added, you know, monkeypox can spread if there's close contact. You'll need to be isolated if you're diagnosed with it, and more of that scary talk. And, you know, there are a lot of people out there saying, well, for something that's not supposed to be that contagious, it absolutely is spreading very, very rapidly. So what is really going on? Okay. And it turns out that laboratory in Wuhan was fooling around with monkeypox last year. And they published a research report in a journal last February. And I got hold of a copy of that paper, and they're basically talking about artificially tampering with monkeypox. You know, could be gain-of-function research, and they're just, you know, ginning up a new scary illness to make money off of. And as I've said before, there is nothing new with medical practitioners deliberately causing disease in order to boost their profits. We've documented cases going back to the 15th century here. So another story, this one coming on out of Dr. Sam Bailey, calling it the monkeypox mythology, which is really what it's all coming down to, because, you know, everyone was talking about this. There was another war game about a new pandemic. Bill Gates was part of that and said, by golly, monkeypox is going to appear in the middle of May 2022. And here we are. And, the monkeypox is out there. Now, there is a vaccine that's out there. It's actually for smallpox, but they're saying it can work against monkeypox. But according to this article in Free West Media, the complications from this vaccine are almost as great as the risk of getting the disease, which if you go back to the NHS website page on monkeypox before they edited it, you know, it says it's mild. You get over it all by yourself. You know, it's an irritation, it's annoying, but it will, in fact, go away. So, anyway, it's the new scary thing. I foresee that we're going to hear about a horrible, horrible monkeypox outbreak September, October. And they'll say, we've got to lock down. The World Health Organization says you got to lock down. And you've got to vote by mail in the midterm elections. There's really no choice but voting by mail. What could possibly go wrong with that? Okay. Turning to the international news now, over at strategicculture.org, they're talking about Sweden and Finland joining NATO, and they describe it as another U.S.-led lurch toward the abyss. Context of abyss meaning going into World War III here. And, it describes the U.S. political establishment and its European enablers as behaving like a drunken madman driving a busload of people on a cliff edge. And I think that's an apt description. Because this whole foreign policy to annoy Russia is being handled recklessly. And, nobody's really thinking the worst-case possibility, which is nuclear conflict, okay? Poland is planning to boost their army to 300,000 to deter Russian aggression. And Poland, their economy is in trouble. They're struggling. They don't really have the money to pay for this kind of military. Gee, I wonder who they're going to ask to help fund all of this here. Meanwhile, over at the Gray Zone, they're talking about how Joe Biden has just authorized a redeployment into Somalia. What the heck are we doing in Somalia? Well, I presume there's some kind of rich mineral resource that we need to fuel our industry, but we're militarily stretched all over the globe, close to 800 bases, all of which have to be maintained and taken care of and supported. And we're really stretched very, very thin here. Now, last week, there was a lot of unpleasantness over in Israel and Palestine. And there is a new United Nations Special Rapporteur in Palestine, who is, not surprisingly, not getting a lot of cooperation from the government of Israel. And this is Francesca Albanese, an international lawyer and respected academic, was selected for this role. And it is basically saying, yes, what Israel is doing to the Palestinians is wrong. It's in violation of international law. And, Israel needs to learn how to get along with their neighbors. Actually, right now, that would apply to, the United States as well. Can't we all just get along? Remember Rodney King. And in another one of his famous flubs, Joe Biden, who's in Japan meeting with the Prime Minister Fumio Kishida, basically came on out saying that American troops would defend Taiwan if it was attacked by China, and Biden's handlers pulled them all back and walked it back and said, no, it's just Biden being Biden. No, we're not talking about going to war against China. Beijing, needless to say, was very unhappy with that particular comment here. All right. Now, along those lines, the Ronald Reagan Carrier Strike Group has just deployed. Oh, got to take a break here for commercials. How time flies when you're having fun. We'll be right back.
You know that nothing beats a storable food stockpile for readiness, but there are two problems with storable food. It's expensive, and eventually, it runs out. Then what? What happens to you or your family when there's not enough food to go around? In a true survival scenario, you need a renewable food source. That's why Seed Armory has developed a survival-grade seed vault that can produce over $25,000 worth of crops from just one kit. Unlike other seed vaults, we don't inflate our seed counts with fillers. All our seeds are 100% heirloom and non-GMO. Not a green thumb? Don't worry. We've written an easy-to-follow guide to guarantee your success from planting to harvest. For a limited time, we're offering an additional 10% off your order when you enter the code RBN at checkout. Go to seedarmory.com. That's seedarmory.com. Don't wait. Like everything else, seeds are in short supply.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
Welcome back to our show here, and following on Joe Biden's gaffe that he would send American troops to defend Taiwan if China invades, which is being walked back by the handlers, the aircraft carrier Ronald Reagan and its strike group deployed last Friday from Yokosuka, Japan. And they are deploying again to, quote, promote stability in the Seventh Fleet. And it is expected to work with allies and partners and promote adherence to a rules-based international order. That's the polite name for the Great Reset. And so, yeah, it's coming. Everybody's playing with their toys here. All right. Now, we've been talking about hypersonic weapons, and they are obviously the coming thing. China and Russia are actually ahead of the United States. The United States has spent a huge amount of money getting ready to fight World War II, and these other countries are saying, well, it's not going to be like World War II. It's going to be something completely different. And Russia's out there deploying laser weapons, and I've often talked about the foolishness of having war in near-Earth orbit, because if you start smashing up other people's satellites, the debris becomes a threat to not just military satellites, but commercial satellites, things that are very useful, Starlink, for example. Russia apparently took that to heart because their latest anti-satellite weapon doesn't destroy the satellite. It merely burns out its sensors. So it stays in orbit. It doesn't go into a bunch of shrapnel. And I'd still like to avoid the war, but at least they're thinking about, you know, not turning near-Earth orbit into a no-man's zone here. Russia is also developing their next-generation hypersonic missile that will travel at Mach 10. Now, the current generation of hypersonic weapons travels at about Mach 5. That's the U.S. missile does Mach 5. The Iskander does a hair over Mach 5. But Russia is already working on a Mach 10 missile, and that will be significant here. Just the reaction time alone to try and deal with one of these, especially if it's submarine launched, there'll be virtually no warning. Now, General Mark Milley was the speaker at West Point for the graduating class and sounded a warning that the graduates should prepare for a global war between superpowers fighting with robotic tanks, ships, and planes. And war is becoming more automated, which I think is a poor use of the technology. But on the other hand, it means that your sons and your daughters are going to be in the rear echelon areas and not acting as bullet catchers until they run out of the robots, and then they'll just throw your kids back out on the front line here. Alrighty, getting into the economic news, Ukraine's President Zelensky signed a law earlier today to allow for the confiscation of all assets from citizens accused of supporting Russia in the current conflict. Note that the accusation alone is enough to see all of your assets seized. And I understand Zelensky, he's going broke. He's already out there demanding that the rest of the world give him $5 billion every month just to keep things going. And maybe he's running a huge money laundry, and the leaders of all these countries are going to send $5 billion, and they get half a billion back laundered and in their pocket or something like that. I think everybody's making money off of this. Now, speaking of money, the wartime sanctions that have been placed on Russia have backfired tremendously. And there's an article from the Truth Seeker. The Russian ruble is the world's top performing currency in 2022. It's up 11% against the U.S. dollar. Okay? This is like that harebrained oil price war some years ago. That showed Russia's economy was far more resilient and diversified. And it's costing us all. In fact, over at J.P. Morgan, they're estimating that the American people, that's you, have lost $20 trillion since the start of the year. And we're not even quite halfway through the year. And this is a combination of lowered employment, lower wages and salaries, higher inflation, cost of living going up, and you have Biden and Buttigieg both out there saying we can cure inflation by raising taxes on ordinary people, which I don't think. Now, over in Germany, they are getting ready for gas rationing. Russia cut off all gas supplies to Finland over the weekend in retaliation for Finland wanting to join NATO. And so they're scrambling there, and they're demanding that the rest of the European nations send in gas and fuel. And so it's going to have a domino effect. Everybody is going to be coming up short. Okay, we got to take another break for commercials, and we will be right back.
Oh, yeah. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey there, are you gonna wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Okay, I guess we're not going to have the intro music here, and that's just fine. We're talking about Russia. We're talking about the economy, and Russia has now cut off gas to Finland. They've also cut off electrical power, and they've gone on to also do that to Lithuania. So Russia is really pushing the economic war aspect of what's going on, and clearly sending a message that Europe really cannot get along without Russia. And I hope they're listening to that as well. All right, so getting on to other economic news here. All right, there we are. A little bit of sort of kind of good news. This is regarding the baby formula situation. And I was checking around here, and yeah, the shelves are kind of empty. And I keep saying, go back to breastfeeding. You know, you don't need the stuff in the bottle or the can, just breastfeed. And but that's even with the shortage, that's being discouraged here. Anyway, the Biden administration has cranked up this military operation called Operation Fly Formula. And so far, 70,000 pounds of formula have arrived here in the United States of America. Now, it's not going to show up on the store shelves. It's going to hospitals and care facilities that are dealing with the babies that are, in fact, being harmed because they're not really getting enough to eat. There's a second flight that is been scheduled for this whole thing. And what's really kind of weird is the White House reaction to this. They're out there trying to say, look what we did. We've done something really wonderful. No, you didn't. You screwed up the economy. You screwed up the supply chain. You weren't paying attention to the warnings that were being sounded, okay? And now you're having to go to other countries to get help, and you think we're supposed to be impressed? I don't think so, okay? Meanwhile, the White House is still out there saying, this is all Putin's fault. It's all, you know, Putin is to blame for the baby formula, and Putin's to blame for high gas prices, and Putin's to blame for everything. And nobody's listening anymore. We all know it's just more USDA choice bovine excrement. Now, if you're wondering why you haven't gotten your tax refund yet, it turns out there's a problem over at the Internal Revenue Service. And they have been forced to admit that they have inadvertently destroyed 30 million tax documents. Now, they're out there saying this is going to have no consequences for the taxpayer, but 30 million documents, that is an awful lot. And it was revealed by an internal audit. Now, the IRS announced Friday that they will start paying you interest on the delayed refunds starting the 1st of July. So if you have a refund coming to you from this year's taxes, and it's late getting to you, there'll be a little something extra in the envelope with which you can buy a gallon of gas and a pound of beef. So there we are on that one. The problem with our tax system is it's kept deliberately obfuscated to support the tax preparation industry. When you're in a nation that doesn't manufacture anything, what you do is you load everybody up with paperwork, and then you create jobs processing the paperwork. And every time Congress has said, we got to simplify the tax code, they get lobbied by all these tax preparation companies to say, no. If we had a simple tax code, we'd actually have to go out and find real jobs. And that's why the tax system is that complicated, along with hiding the special privileges and loopholes for the ultra-rich to exploit here. So let's talk about firearms. And up in New York City, they're very concerned about this case that is currently before the Supreme Court. It's NISRPA versus Bruin. And if the Supreme Court rules in favor of the Second Amendment, it will expand gun rights. And I don't understand why they have a problem with that. You know, they're all pointing at Buffalo and saying, see what happened, see what happened. Well, Buffalo happened because this loser who was telegraphing warning signs to everybody that were ignored, okay, walked into that supermarket knowing nobody was going to be able to shoot back at him. That's the problem with gun restrictions and gun-free zones. You're creating these free-fire areas for the nutcases to go into. And I like that one guy that they interviewed after Buffalo who said, you know, if we were allowed to carry guns instead of 10 dead bodies, there'd be only one. And, you know, that's absolutely the truth. You know, the gun grabbers are out there. They're afraid of you is really what it is. They're not concerned about crime or they'd close that southern border. They're not concerned about the drug criminals out there because too much money's involved on that. They're just afraid of you. And that's why they focus on like the AR-15 and the ghost guns, things that would basically enable the American people to invoke their right under the Second Amendment to preserve the security of a free state. And that's really what's behind the gun grabber agenda. If they were really concerned about crime and safety, they'd let you all walk around armed, because it's been shown time and time and time again, when the ordinary law-abiding citizen is armed, crime, especially violent crime, goes down. The violent criminals go someplace else. And some years ago, there was a town in Georgia, Kennesaw, and they passed a town ordinance requiring everybody to have a gun inside their home in good working order, and crime fell by 88%. 5%. Okay? So basically, you know, anti-gun equals pro-crime. The only people who want you disarmed are the criminals, both private sector and public sector. So getting on from that one here, following the incident in Buffalo, New York governor, hang on a second, let me get this cleared up. The New York governor wants to have even more gun control in New York. He signed an executive order on domestic terrorism. Now, New York already has some of the strictest gun laws in the nation. I think Chicago's are a little bit tighter. High crime in New York City, especially high crime in Chicago, a lot of shootings. The gun laws are not working. You know, here in Indiana, the gun laws are very relaxed. In fact, as of July 1st, we will have constitutional carry in the state. And, occasionally, a meth runner will get into a traffic accident out on I-64. But we don't have the crime problems here that you have in places like New York City. It doesn't happen, okay, because everybody knows that everybody around you or most of the people around you have got guns, and they're going to go someplace else. That's always what happens. There's never been an exception, okay? And again, it was New York's already strict gun laws that prevented those people in that supermarket from defending themselves. In fact, if the shooter had known that there was a possibility that some of the people in that market were armed, he might not have even walked in through the front door or shown up at the parking lot. He may have just gone off to a movie or something, you know, and just realized he wanted to stay alive here. Now, with so many states loosening gun laws, the gun grabbers are now trying to bring it in at the federal level, and Senate Democrats have introduced a bill requiring anybody who wants to own a gun to get a federal firearms license. And, it takes a lot to get a federal firearms license. And again, it is infringement on our right to keep and bear arms. And none of this that they're proposing in this bill would have stopped the shooter in Buffalo because he did pass a background check. Okay? The system did not work. It did not catch this guy. So what would have stopped the shooter in Buffalo was the sure and certain knowledge that other customers in that store were armed. You know, that's just what it's all about. And so now the Democrats want you to have a federal firearms license to buy and own a gun. Now, there is one provision in this bill that I find myself in agreement with, and that is that if you are going to purchase a firearm, you are required to take a gun safety course. Now, when I was a kid, you didn't need a law. It was like, you know, you're getting a gun, you're going to take a gun safety course. No argument. Nobody ever argued with taking a gun safety course. You know, that was just, you know, because that gun is not a toy. It's a tool, you know, clean varmints out of your planted fields and things like that. Chase off cattle rustlers. Not that I ever personally had to deal with that. But a gun safety course, yeah, that makes perfect sense. And, they taught gun safety in the elementary schools against the possibility that you'd be out there walking in the woods and you'd find where somebody had lost a gun and you knew immediately how to clear it and handle it safely. So we didn't have accidents. In the entire time that I lived in New England farming country, there was only one incident involving a firearm, and that was an attempted suicide. Okay? Now, you compare that with life in these Democratic-governed areas where they've got all these gun laws and all these restrictions and all these background checks, and it's like the Old West out there, especially with all the drug criminals fighting each other for turf. You know, don't ban guns, ban drug criminals. Makes more sense to me that you're going to accomplish something good for the American people. Okay, let's get into wokeness. I got a bunch of stuff that was left over from last week, and I want to get caught up on it. Out in California, the Senate has passed a bill that lets children get health care without parental consent. In other words, kids ages 12 to 17 can get different forms of health care without their parents being notified. And that includes, of course, this gender nonsense, you know, puberty-blocking chemicals and surgical mutilations and so forth. Let's see. Over in Cedar Grove Elementary in Montgomery County, Maryland, there were students that were basically made to pledge allegiance to the gay pride flag as part of the pride celebration. And I think all those military people who carried that flag proudly into all these wars would be a little bit upset about this here. Okay, here in Indiana, you know, we're getting contaminated. What can I tell you here? A federal judge has ruled that this Indiana school must allow a transgender student to use the boys' restroom. Now, this is a biological woman who says, I'm a man and I want to use the boys' restroom. That would be a real trick, given the difference in plumbing there. And here's another one. This is out in Colorado, and it's a YouTube video, and it's called the Gender and Sexuality Art Club. And basically, there's this teacher who invited 11 through 13-year-olds to this art club that turned out to be a gender and sexuality awareness meeting. And this teacher was teaching children they are all gay to some extent and how they shouldn't tell their parents about any of this stuff. Just keep it all secret. I thought the whole idea of, you know, gay pride was coming out of the closet. Now they're telling the kids, well, you're some form of gay and keep it to yourself here. So I can imagine the parents were somewhat upset, and they did find out about what happened. The school district was stonewalling the parents. We're seeing that attitude that Joe Biden came on out, and he said, when the kids are in the school, they belong to the teachers and the government. He actually came on out and said that. I don't think so here. Now, there's a recent poll from Summit.org in partnership with McLaughlin and Associates, and Americans, ordinary Americans, sane people like you, like me, overwhelmingly reject the Biden administration's stance on sex changes for kids, with many feeling that transgenderism just isn't healthy. And a lot of people looking at these puberty-blocking drugs and these surgeries as tantamount to child abuse. And I'm one of those. Now, when these kids grow into adulthood, when they grow past the age of consent, you know, they can make up their own mind about what they want to do. But it's, you know, it's being sold to them. There was another story that came through where basically a lot of kids who are not gay say they are because they feel it will give them social status, that they'll be accepted, that they're going to, you know, be part of the hip crew at school if they come out as some form of gay or transgender. That's not education. That's indoctrination here. Over in South Carolina, a little bit of sanity there. Governor Henry McMaster has signed a bill, okay, that would require students to compete in sports based on the gender specified on their birth certificate. I think that is absolutely, absolutely fair. And, of course, the transgenders are out there saying, no, 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 you're denying me my freedom to compete in women's sports and win all the prizes and medals and scholarships here. Let's see. Another story. This one came out. It's a BitChute video. There was the school counselor who organized a drag queen sex show in the school and wound up being arrested for having sex with a 15-year-old. There's another story we put on the front page of whatreallyhappened.com about another gender-fluid teacher who's been arrested for child porn. Story coming on out of Fox News, no less. Fox is finally starting to, like, come around and report real news here. They're reporting at least 135 teachers and their aides have been arrested so far this year on child sex-related crimes in the U.S. school system. And these crimes ran the gamut from child pornography to outright rape of the students. Isn't anybody checking these teachers for, you know, decent sanity before, you know, our kids are given to them? I mean, you know, this is what Biden said. You know, when the kids are in the school, they belong to the teachers. Well, what happens if the teachers are behaving like this? Over in Wisconsin, a school district has now filed Title IX complaints against three middle school boys for not using the proper pronouns. You know, at this point, I think somebody needs to start making T-shirts with the correct preferred pronoun so you can say, oh, hello, them, okay, and just read that. And here in Indiana, again, a drag queen was crowned the prom king at an Indiana high school here in Indiana. Well, it's not quite the bucolic experience I thought. Okay, we got to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I'm Peter Serafin with today's Liberty Minute. The CDC said that, well, a third of Americans should consider a mask as case counts of COVID rise again. I'll consider a mask. Consider it a waste of time and money. Biden is finally doing something about the baby formula shortage. 3 months ago, the manufacturer that makes 40% of the baby formula in the United States shut down. Yet the federal government didn't do anything until store shelves were empty for weeks. Record high gas prices, supply chain issues, empty store shelves, soaring housing costs. And yesterday, the stock market took a plunge. Maybe inflation isn't transitory after all. Maybe the market is starting to react to the creation of nearly $8 trillion in 2 years. Maybe time to look into an emergency food supply. I recommend prepare with Mojo50.com. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow. Cephas Pacem. Parabellum.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about wokeness. We're talking about public schools. We're talking about children no longer being educated, but being indoctrinated to certain attitudes that their parents might not agree with. You know, I'm kind of old-fashioned. I think schools should be teaching, reading, writing, mathematics, science, engineering, history especially. And that's where we're being shortchanged right now, because kids in school aren't learning about history, and you need to understand history in order to see where you're going in the future. And that's probably why they're doing all this other nonsense here. Up in Washington State, there is this school board director who is planning on hosting a queer youth open mic night for children ranging up to the age of 18 at a local sex shop. Okay, there's no lower age limit. Politically correct wannabe liberal could bring, 6-month-old baby into this whole situation. Now, the Biden administration is looking at a plan to force insurers to provide in vitro fertilization to gay couples. And, obviously this is aimed at the feminine gender case. And, again, who's paying for all this? Ultimately, everybody will see their insurance premiums go up the more these things are being handed out. All right. Down in New Mexico, their Catholic diocese, one of the oldest in the United States, has reached a settlement to resolve a bankruptcy case in New Mexico that resulted from a clergy sex abuse scandal. The tentative deal is about $121 million and 375 victims against 74 priests in the state. So, anyway. This idea that the priests are not allowed to get married, I think it's time to rethink that one here. Judicial Watch has announced that the California Superior Court has released its full opinion in the case decided last week, declaring that the state's racial, ethnic, and LGBT quota for diversity on corporate boards of California corporations does violate the California Constitution. And common sense was going to tell you that was going to happen, because, you don't cure discrimination by discriminating in reverse. If you want to end racism, just end racism. You know, don't say we're going to make up for all these imagined wrongs by giving the non-white population advantages the white population doesn't have. That just makes the problem keep on going. Okay, if you want to end racism, just stop being racist. And that goes in both directions. Okay. The Washington Post has run an article demanding that George Washington University change its name because of white supremacy, apparently missing the fact that the Washington Post shares that same name. All righty, we got to take a break for station identification. We're going to open up the phone lines, 512-248-8252, and we will be right back.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause us against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.